Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. As always, I am super excited for today's episode. This episode is gonna kick ass. I think is gonna be the best way to describe it. We're chatting with Ray the Nihilist, a rapper currently out of Saskatchewan, but we actually first heard one of his songs, which we'll talk about way later in the North Sound episode. And Forrest Eagle Speaker talked Ray up so hard. We played one of his songs and I was like, okay, we got to get this dude on the show as well because his songs are incredible. I'm a huge fan of the Indigenous rap scene right now just because of the lyrical content coming out of that scene as well as the beats. They're just a total vibe. So I'm excited to get into these songs with Ray. As always, I like to get the show started. I'll just let you tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey with music, and kind of your shtick.
Heck yeah. No, thank you for all the kind words. Oki itamaksistiko nadanago Ray, which means hello, good day. My name is Ray. I'm representing Kainai Nation, which is more commonly referred to as the Blood Tribe down in southern Alberta. But as you mentioned, I reside here on Treaty 6 territory in Saskatoon. I've kind of moved around a lot. I've talked about it in like previous podcasts and stuff, but I kind of planted my feet here in Saskatoon, and that's where I met my wife and my kids and stuff like that. So I've been here for a while. My journey in music, I think, started like long before I even really knew it. I kind of grew up super musically inclined, not inclined, but just like it gravitated towards music. You know, I was always the kid that like from like 3 years old was looking up to the radio stations and the TV and like all those kinds of things, watching live performances. And then my grandfather as well was heavily involved in music. He played guitar and just sang and all kinds of stuff. So I grew up around a lot of music and my family too, you know, just never afraid to like listen to whatever. So I grew up listening to, you know, like CCR and Elvis, or it'd be like over here listening to Three Doors Down and Nirvana and et cetera. But then it's like Eminem and kind of everywhere, right? So I just grew up just a huge love for music. I ended up getting into hip hop and rap kind of around the time where I was about 18. I'd always like kind of freestyle at school and everyone was like, well, you're really good at it, but never thought of getting into it until I was about 18. And I was in a series of different like bands and metal bands and different things. So, but those kinds of things are really hard to keep everyone in line and all the schedules in line and stuff. So I just ended up going solo. And within 6 months of going solo, I had two projects and just like a handful of singles. Whereas in a band, I had, you know, maybe two songs done in like a year, right? Just because everyone's like all over the place. So, and you know, I've been very fortunate. I think hip hop itself has kind of led me to places and people and things that I never really expected. And yeah, just very grateful for the journey.
Excellent. And yeah, I had to notice when I was looking through your discography there, you had so many singles. It was definitely one of those challenges where I had troubles picking what songs I wanted to play in today's episode, because I can only play so many, but they were all so good. And I feel like all have such a good backstory, but I had to pick and choose. The first song I want to chat about is actually your latest single that just came out in June 2025 here, and it's Atsamoya Khan. I tried really hard to pronounce that, also known as Sacred Speech.
Yeah, that one for me kind of came off of like just a whim. Like I was just creating. I think I made the beat, recorded it, wrote it, did everything in like a week and just kind of dropped it out there just to see what would happen. And it was one for me that like, I wanted to make something a little bit more introspective. That's kind of just been the train that I've been on for a little bit now. For me, it's really easy to kind of rap about like how good of a rapper you are. And that whole stick just got like old to me in a sense, and it's cool, like it's fine, right? Sometimes you gotta have those braggadocio vibes, but I just really wanted to write something that was a little more from the heart. And at the same time too, it's been something that I've heard and I've been very like kept in mind, where I'm not an Indigenous artist, I'm an artist that happens to be an Indigenous person, right? However, with this one, I really wanted to, especially moving into my EP, which touches on a lot of Indigenous identity and myself just kind of coming full circle with that. I wanted to make something that was just like straightforward to the point. This is an Indigenous hip hop song. Just kind of in a sense, give people what I want to stand for and what my beliefs and my thoughts. And Yeah, it ended up being really good for me. I really, really enjoy that song, and the beat came together really nice. And it's actually the first beat too where I didn't use any like samples or anything. I think I've done it a few times here and there, but like for a lot of times it was samples or loops or different things. And I've kind of steered away from that now, knowing a little bit more of the info that I know. So like everything that you hear, I made entirely, right? So yeah.
Right on. That's actually super sick. I can't wait to spin that. We're going to do that right away here. And then when we come back, I want to talk about a couple of your older singles.
Tongue holds thunder of elders that pray through genocide. Syllables stitched in the sky, truth they never televised. I got black foot in my blood, I move where vice and wrong. But never's pipelines and headlines, they violate the bones. I see the glow till fires rage and oceans rise. Where corporations feast beneath collapsing skies. Sell the air we breathe, kill the trees, planting seeds we sow. Yet wonder why we sing the stars and still let the sage smoke. I'm the echo of a war cry, buried in the landslord. Still drumming in the silence where they tried to ban our dance floors. We ain't mascots, we miracles in motion. Medicine men who map the stars with no notion of erosion. Every verse I write is ceremony and stance. A powwow in the page, each line a defiant chant. So I walk with my ancestors, whispering my stride. A living monument to the ones that they couldn't hide. Mimic prayers in these scripts, but never live the pain. Reciting lines from the land, but they never touch the rain. They monetize all our wounds, then ghosts when healing starts. A culture scavenged for these trends, not honored for beating hearts. They market trauma in the docus, claim to make us whole, but never hand us off the mic unless we auction off our soul. I see culture in the culture now, beadwork in the stores, but they ain't walking through the winter just to keep the warmth indoors. I know there's truth in what I'm talking, time don't move within these lines. The past ain't gone, it just waits between the pines. So I ain't chasing all your stages or beg for your respect. It's like lines in a language they ain't bothered to protect. They silence truth within these grants, distractions and empty praise. But we decode them through the dark with dances and sacred blaze. So if this world ends, let it echo what we gave. Not a people who've been broke, but a people who stayed brave. I've seen the system bend spirits till they barely breathe. But we still raising up these lodges in the cracks beneath the grease. They flood the timeline with lies, but they never drown the flame. We tattoo truth on our tongues and then we speak our people's name. I ain't here for the applause, I'm here to reclaim the sound. To turn forgotten prayers into verses that shake the ground. So when the ashes fall, they still know we standing proud. Not the voiceless in the crowd, but a spirit that spoke loud.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Ray the Nihilist. We just listened to one of his latest singles that came out in June here called Sacred Speech. And what a vibe. I'll probably say it multiple times in this episode. I absolutely love the Indigenous hip hop. I think you guys just, the storytelling is there. The messaging is there. The beats are there. Honestly, I'm always obsessed. I'm still obsessed with like Matt Mac and Violent Ground too. Those guys are awesome. So I was really excited to chat with Ray today. Some of your older songs, I want to touch upon those as well. One of the ones was, I guess it's not super old. It's from 2024. But you also had Natasha Fisher on the song, which was really cool. Big fan of her. The song Lose My Grip. Why don't you tell me a bit about that one?
Yeah. No, Lose My Grip is, it was the first single off my upcoming EP, Blackfoot Boy. That one itself was like years in the making. Years. And I think I got the funding, because I got some funding to get the features, Travis Thompson and stuff and whatnot. And I think I got that years back, like 2022 or something like that. So it was quite a while of just getting it all together. And I had reached out to Travis Thompson. Travis Thompson is a Navajo artist from the Window Rock Reservation, just kind of down, and he's down from Seattle as well. And he's one of the artists I've been listening to him for a really, really long time. He's actually one of the first Indigenous artists that I started listening to. He was always someone that I was like, man, I really, really want to work with him. And so I reached out to him and we connected. We got his verse done and it kind of just sat in like limbo for the longest time. My wife would actually bug me all the time where she'd be like, you need to finish this, you need to put it out, like, you got your dream feature, et cetera, et cetera, right? And so I'm like, dang, like, I really do. And it was just that thing where we had the beat done, we had, you know, I guess a demo version at the time, and I was like, it just couldn't seem to put my finger on a hook and get a hook done. I tried multiple different hooks, and there's like probably a few different demos in my drive of them. And it kind of didn't fall into place until Natasha Fisher and I connected just over Instagram, just on one of her videos that she posted, a reel where it was just like, oh, like, I want to work with some other Indigenous artists kind of things. So I reached out to her and I was like, hey, like, how much do you charge? And she was just super like awesome about it and was like, no, I want to just do this song for you. And like, so we connected. She absolutely knocked it out of the park for the hook. I think it was like the perfect thing to wrap up the song. And then it didn't get completed until I went into the studio here in Saskatoon with Matt Stinn at Rainy Day. We kind of was just like, hey, let's test this out. Let's record this and see what happens. And from there, we ended up really digging each other's vibes. And we ended up, yeah, we're about to finish up a whole EP here, 6-song EP that we're, the last track is just getting done and it's ready. Like, it was supposed to be out, I think, already. But as these things go, it kind of takes time, right?
Absolutely. And that's the Blackfoot Boy EP, right?
Yeah, correct.
Cool. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that EP?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's, for me, this is like one of the first projects where I feel super comfortable in my own skin as an Indigenous person. And it made a lot of sense for me too, because I grew up super separated from my culture and just from my family and things like that. And so for me, as I was saying, like, I want to make more introspective work. And whether that's like, you know, there's still songs on there that are super hip hop and like, you know, that kind of vibe, but it's like a lot of it goes through what I went through or my thoughts or, you know, just tackling like the Indigenous identity. Yeah, it's about coming full circle, I think, for me. And it's just really, it's a collection of songs that I absolutely love. We got obviously Travis Thompson and Natasha Fisher, but we also got features from Dreezus on there. Got a song with Matt Mack that we just finished up as well. I'm just really stoked on it for sure. It's probably going to come out in more like July. I'm just waiting on to get that last track done, and then we're going to print some physical CDs and whatnot. So, but again, I'm out of all the projects I've worked on, I think I'm like the most proud of this one just because of the workflow and like actually being in a professional studio. And it's just a really, you know, the beats are a step up. I think the lyrics are a step up from all my old work. And it's just really me coming into myself as an artist, I think.
I love to hear that. And I can't wait to hear this new EP. I feel like it's going to be such a vibe. That's awesome. Let's talk about another one of your older songs as well. That's actually off your 2020 album, Quintana. This song in particular, you got a lot of features on that album as well, which is really cool. And something I really like and admire about the hip hop and the rap scene is all that collaboration. But this song in particular was just you. It's Bankroll. So why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Bankroll, it's funny. It's like you never really know which ones people are going to like. Bankroll was one at the time, especially with those two projects, which was Cantana and Heyano. I was basically creating, it was, you know, COVID time, and like I was just creating to create. And I think I got in touch with a lot of people that I looked up to, a lot of the people that were on Stealth Bomb Records out of Vancouver, you know, just people like Young Stitch and Junk and different things like that. And but Bankroll was one of those singles where I like had it in the vault, I made it, and it was just a cool vibe to me. But it never really, like, even when I went to go put it out, my wife was like, oh, I don't know about that one. There was a lot of people too. They're like, I don't know if this is your sound, et cetera, et cetera. And just ended up kind of going on a whim with it where I'm like, you know, I like it. And at the time it was really fun to perform live and different things like that. So put it on there and it seems to have done well, especially, it's like I was saying, like you never really know what songs people are going to gravitate towards and sort of enjoy, right? So
that is always one of my favorite things with doing so many of these interviews as well. I hear that all the time from different artists where they're like, we made this song and we thought this was going to be the one that everybody was going to be obsessed with. And then turns out it was actually our least favorite song.
No, it's all the time, right? And it's like, I think as an artist, you really have to keep in mind of like how subjective music is. And like, there's really no, to me, there's no bad music. There's just music that people don't like, and that's okay, right? So
couldn't agree more. We're going to spin both those songs, Lose My Grip and then Bankroll. And then when we come back, we're gonna keep chatting about your tunes.
Said if you see me out, I'm probably with the folks I slim chickens with. yeah. Like get a whiff of it, squalor on the syndicate. Commas off of Pim and shit. I'ma leave, I built a world with Polo on a spiffy kid. Like, you got a problem, tell him speak up. Laughing with my Latin thing, counting my cotija. Cold, I make him freeze up. Overkill the Rhea. A penny in my Slurpee, I was yakking on my free lunch. Such potential for a trouble kid. Make him mad, I make a bag and make it frontal flip. Twist it like a funnel cake, vision on some tunnel shit. If I'm going, I'm swinging, I'm trying to pummel shit. Ay, 1, 2, 3, around me, I'm switching. If you told me what they said, then you sounded complicit. Got disturbed fam, they down with the sickness. Lost souls who don't want to be found if they missing. And I'm just like them. Help the scouts to find some shelter. Send it with slight spins. My vice got vice grips. Cause every time I sense, they gon' waver. I be waving to them just like this.
If I lose my
something in the water, must be something in the water, oh no. I see money coming in by the boatload. I need ice in the whip, check my bankroll. Money on the dash, tell them all I need advance. Must be something in the water, oh no. I see money coming in by the boatload. I need ice in the whip, check my bankroll. Money on the dash, tell them all I need advance. Chasing money, spend it all on promo. Been taking spots, I've been ducking photos. Smoke my weed, kick it by my door, oh. Write all these songs, take them all on the road, oh. I'm feeling fresh, if I feel some way about you, I'ma say it with my chest. I just got my rent check, trying to put it on my neck. Need a iced out watch, thinking that I'll kill my stress. But I know better, said I know better. I say they was tripping if they try to match my effort. Trying to get a Cuban link and keep that shit up on the dresser, yeah. I'm trying to get a Cuban link and keep that shit up on the dresser, yeah. Must be something in the water, oh no. I see money coming in by the boatload. I need ice in the whip, check my bankroll. Money on the dash, tell them all I need advance, yeah. Must be something in the water, oh no. I see money coming in by the boatload. I need ice in the whip, check my bankroll. Money on the dash, tell them all I need advance, yeah. Money on the dash, tell them that I need it fast. If I don't get it quick, then tell them I'm a spaz. I put in too much fucking work, they ain't seeing that. Till I got myself a rollie, put my city on the map, yeah. I'm trying to flex, I don't got no time to waste. I'm trying to be up next. Picked up on this rapping shit, trying to find a way to vent. Seems like everybody's mad, cause they never fucking left yet. I guess if the shoe fits, wear it. I guess the new way to market is to drop it, then share it. I guess they've all been brainwashed, they just try to compare it. But I don't see the similarities when looking in the mirror, yeah.
Must be something in the water, oh no. I see money coming in by the boatload. I need ice in the whip, check my bankroll. Money on the dash, tell them all I need advance, yeah. Must be something in the water, oh no. I see money coming in by the boatload. I need ice in the whip, check my bankroll. Money on the dash, tell them all I need advance, yeah. Must be something in the water, oh no. I see money coming in by the boatload. I need ice in the whip, check my bankroll. Money on the dash, tell them all I need advance, yeah. Must be something in the water, oh no. I see money coming in by the boatload. I need ice in the whip, check my bankroll. Money on the dash, tell them all I need advance, yeah.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you liked those songs as much as I did. We're chatting with Ray the Nihilist here, and I'm all about sharing the love here. So I want to talk a little bit about the song that we played on the North Sound episode, 50 Below. And I think you also did that one with Cripple as well, too. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Cripple and I have linked up in the past just for different shows and different things like that. And 50 Below was supposed to be on a project that I was working on called I've Been Doing Good. And it just felt more like a standalone single that it would do better for. And when I made the beat, it really felt like it was something up Cripple's alley. And so I ended up linking with him for that one, and it was sort of just one of those braggadocio hip hop things around the time. That's what I was doing, right? It's a lot of that, like, here's how good I am at rapping songs. And it basically just fell into place really, really good. The beat went really nice, and the collaboration came together smoothly. And I think for me, that's a standout track. And it was just kind of like the lyrics all came into place where it was like, I come from a place where, you know, all those different things, because it's like I come from Saskatoon. So it does get 50 Below here often, and I think it turns you into a different breed for sure. And so I love that track, and it's a really fun one to perform live too.
Right on. And honestly, that was exactly why I picked that song in the North Sound episode, because coming from Edmonton area, we also see almost 50 Below sometime.
Yeah, and that's another reason too, because I'm like, you know, I was gonna get a few different people on it, and I'm like, out of everyone who can understand it, because Cripple's actually from Edmonton, I'm like, yeah, that's who can relate to that side of things, right?
It definitely does make us a different breed, that's for sure. So we're gonna spin that song right away here, 50 Below, which was also featured on the North Sound episode. And then when we come back, it's gonna be time for one of my favorite sections of the show, where we get to keep sharing the love with some of your artists as well that you sent me. So I can't wait to spin some of those songs and chat about them when we come back.
I hustle so they know the name, and I come from a place where it's 50 below out. All of the industry fake, man, I ain't throwing shade, but it's about to get cold now. I'm trying to crush it so biz they don't fuck with the kid, but the boy feeling loose. They trying to box my shit in, but I cop some new drip, tell them I got the juice. I make them work harder in the booth. I am a legend, I'm living proof. God damn it, I said it, I feel that it's true. Say I'm next with my chest, give a fuck about my views, I give a fuck about the numbers. I'm all about the stamina, longevity is the key, and I've been trying to get my fan base up. I'm steady doing me, I'm probably blowing on the cannabis. I'm rocking with the best on the west side of Canada, like whoa. Whoa. I talk to the ghosts, do work with the lions, I come for their throat. Don't you say that I'm lying, I kill every show. Bitch, I get you inspired, you watching technos, yeah. You know that I'm running, my shit gon' drop, then your shit redundant. My shit on top, and your shit is under. You just a business, and my team we hustle. I hustle so they know the name, and I come from a place where it's 50 below out. All of the industry fake, man, I ain't throwing shade, but it's about to get cold now. I'm tryna crush it so biz they don't fuck with the kid, but the boy feeling loose. They tryna box my shit in, but I cop some new drip, tell them I got the juice.
Yeah, I come from a place where it's cold out. We rockin' Canada Goose.
That's right.
And I hit the stage and I show out. Y'all just be rapping for views, but I don't do the fake rap. On the needle, this somebody found in a haystack. On the smoke that you can't get from in the vape pack. Y'all in jeopardy, and I ain't gon' say jack. But this ain't a game show. Yeah, And you fake what you do when you say ain't the same, no. I hear you change when you talk like a payphone. And that went over your head like a rainbow. Who is this kid that been snapping? A perfect mixture of ambition and action. What in the fuck were you thinking would happen? I'm king of the castle, you king of the cap.
I hustle so they know the name, and I come from a place where it's 50 below out. All of the industry fake, man, I ain't throwing shade, but it's about to get cold now. I'm trying to crush it so biz they don't fuck with the kid, but the boy feeling loose. They trying to box my shit in, but I cop some new drip, tell them I got the juice.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're chatting with Ray the Nihilist, and we just listened to 50 Below, which we also heard on the North Sound episode. So it was nice to get a little background on that song. But now is the time for one of my favorite parts of the show, where you sent me a handful of songs from some other local musicians. So definitely want to spin and chat about those. And of course, one of those are going to be the North Sound in particular, and we're going to spin If I Sleep off of their latest album, What It Takes, which we actually did not play in their episode, so I'm stoked to spin a new tune for you guys. Why don't you tell me a bit about the North Sound?
The North Sound, we just recently, like Forrest and I just recently connected, because we're both Blackfoot, but we're living out here in Treaty 6 territory, which is kind of like, I like the joke that we're uninvited guests in a sense, right? We linked just based off that, and we got coffee the one day, and I think it was just very apparent from the jump how the parallels in our story and who we are, but also just a really, really great guy overall, just an awesome character and really good beliefs and just amazing to chat with. And then we ended up linking with Nevada for some, for their album release party. I did, because I do photo and video as well. And so I ended up doing their event recaps, and they're just amazing people to be connected with. And for me, it's funny, I was telling them, I was like, you know what? I've never really been much into country. Like, it's not really my vibe. I'll do folk and stuff like that, but like country, I've kind of shied away from, but I was like, but your guys' album is phenomenal. Again, really great people, really good music, and it's just nice to have people who you relate to in such a strong sense, for sure.
I love that. That's awesome. Another song I want to spin that you sent me was, and you're on the song as well, which is really cool, Humble Beginnings by Mike Smith.
Yeah, no, Mike Smith's actually my brother-in-law. And it's funny, just we knew each other because we've both been on the Saskatoon hip-hop scene for a while. And I think we played shows and like crossed paths where everybody, like, we knew enough about each other to know each other's names. And then his wife is my wife's sister. So now we're in-laws. And I think, you know, we've been fortunate enough to grow together and kind of take each other on this journey where we've gone on tours together. We've done a few different things. We've made a few different collaborations, but it was really nice to work on Humble Beginnings because we actually went back into Rainy Day Recordings, and it was Mike Smith's first time in a professional studio setting as well. And just to be able to have that experience together. And I think Humble Beginnings for both of us just like it's about who we used to be, because, you know, we both were on a sober journey. We're on a journey of finding ourselves. And I think it's just about where we used to be and who we are now, and finding our voice through all of that.
That's beautiful. I can't wait to spin that one. We're gonna talk about one more before we listen to these handfuls of songs here. And the last one is Work On You by Junk. Why don't you tell me about them?
Junk, same thing. Like, he was one of those artists that I looked up. He's one of the first people outside of Indigenous hip hop that I looked up to in hip hop, actually. And it was just funny how things kind of went. We ended up linking for a collaboration on Quintana when I was still fairly young, still fairly fresh to the game, and probably like a little bit naive. You know, since then we've done, I think, two or three more songs. We did Underdog and we did World on Fire. I've been fortunate enough to tour with Junk as well as be brought onto his label, his kind of group, household. And he's just an amazing artist. He, like, I'm a little biased because we're really good friends, but I've seen him freestyle for like a half hour after every show in a tour, right? Like, he's a phenomenal, probably, I say it like often, but I think he's definitely probably the best rapper out of Canada, and just an amazing artist, how he uses his art. And aside from that, just a very, very great person, always looking out for other artists. And he's kind of, for me, he's really laid a strong blueprint of what it means to be independent and just how to kind of conduct yourself and move through the industry in that way.
That's amazing. I love to hear that. We are going to spin If I Sleep from The North Sound, Humble Beginnings from Mike Smith and Frey here, and then we got Work On You by Junk. And then when we come back, we're going to bring it back to you and talk a bit more about some of your other songs.
Try. If you struggling with something, it'll get better. Put your mind to it, grind, don't accept never. Follow yourself, don't be blinded by the trendsetter. Cut all that negative out and dead every vendetta. Quit comparing, don't be jealous, every path is different. Manifestation's only working if you have ambition. Thumbing the bars down so y'all can really catch the lyrics. If you catch them and you happy with them, that's the spirit. Why bask in your accolades when you can aim for more? When life's a never-ending race and you can stay the course. Gaining more and more games just to pay it forward. It's how I'm raised, no more games, I don't play them sports. You want equality, then treat all people equally. That's the space I'm in, that I station, and that's my frequency. Stop channeling anger and do it peacefully. It's what it need to be, that's what it need to be. Yeah, you gotta work on you, yeah. You gotta work on you. Keep it going, Jamie. Hey, you gotta work on you, yeah. You gotta work on you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The amount of control that you have as an artist, as an independent, you can't put a price on that. Creatively, that's it. And people, I know everybody like trips out about money, 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 money. You know, business, marketing, marketing, marketing. But none of that means shit if you ain't got good value.
Hey, don't be intimidated by your aspiration. Seek some inspiration from imagination. If it's hard, then it's worth it, that's the calculation. Keep going, don't quit, no procrastination. Whatever your occupation, just remain focused. You can find gold in your work and not where the rainbow is. Consistency wins races, others stay folded. Any doors closing on you, you can always break open. Master your mind first, and then you'll master life. Even struggling ain't cheap, already that's the price. Though through your troubles, you will find yourself a path that's right. Mistakes you'll make them, but don't let them dim your natural light. That shady behavior, baby, do not be down with it. If I say I'm doing something, I'll do it, ain't a clown with it. Be about the things you say, it builds character. And if you ain't, I can't even stare at you. Yeah, you gotta work on you. Hey, you gotta work on you. Hey, you gotta work on you. Yeah, you gotta work on you. Me too. Yeah.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Ray the Nihilist, and we just listened to a handful of songs from some other amazing Canadian artists that he sent us as well. We got The North Sound, we had Mike Smith, we had Junk. Of course, I will link all those in the bio so you can find those super easy. But I want to bring it back to you a little bit, Ray, and talk about some of your older songs. Specifically, and I do this all the time on my shows, I like to dig around and find the oldest song I can find from you. So I want to chat about Constellations, the 2017 single. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Nice. I love that. I love that you're digging through everything. Constellations was, I think, probably within the first 6 months of me being a rapper, I guess, and like kind of getting into hip hop. And that song was written actually in my grandmother's basement. I was sort of raised by my grandparents, and they gave me a very safe place to live and just grow up. And they were always super supportive of my music journey too. And so that was one of the first ones where I played every instrument on, you know, the guitar and everything. And it just kind of, it was the same thing as a lot of the other ones, right? Where it comes together. But it was really inspired too by when I was younger, I would always kind of go into the backyard. And we lived in this yard, and you could look up and see like all of the stars. And for me, it was just a small reminder of like how small we are in such a big place, but also how small that big place actually is, right? And to me, that was like a representation of your dreams of like really chasing for it and not allowing the world to seem as big as it can be and just, you know, really gunning for it. And I think, you know, looking back on that one, it's a very, very deep to my heart for sure.
I love that. And honestly, that is one thing I miss so much about. Now I live in town, so we get a lot of light pollution, but I grew up in the boonies and I miss so much just being able to go into your backyard in silence and stare at the stars and just feel so small, but so big at the same time. And one of the other songs I want to spin as well, this one's a little bit older, not like super crazy old, but a little bit, but I thought it still fit in with this. Your 2023 single, Day Ones. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
That was another one too, where it was similar to Lose My Grip, where it just sat for probably like 2 or 3 years. And everyone's like, yeah, you need to put this out. You need to put this out. It kind of just came together really well. My wife was actually really an amazing person and let me shoot the music video on our wedding day. So it's just a super memorable single for me. I think the music video more than the song itself, the music video kind of really wrapped things together. Not only was it shot on my wedding day, but it kind of just features a lot of people who, whether they were like family or friends turned family. And it was, you know, I lost my grandfather around the time of that music video. And so the music video itself was a reminder for me of like things change, but it's okay to accept that change as well, right? I just love that song too. It was sort of a more ambient, introspective kind of vibe. All these songs are attached to so much memory for me. So it's really nice to be able to go back into them.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing all these wonderful stories about them. That's amazing. We're going to spin both Constellations and Day Ones right away here. And then when we come back, unfortunately, we do have to wind down the show a little bit. All good things got to come to an end. But I do have one more song I want to chat about before we go. And we kind of already hinted to it in the episode. So we'll see if you can guess it before we spin it. We'll pop up Picasso painting out these masterpieces, abstract visions of the finished masterpiece. And I don't ask a sweetness. It's time to get a mindset. I just ask for peace. And I'm hoping that I can find myself in that if the wind is this is what defines the grind of an independent artist. Finding time to write rhymes. Cause I believe cause I'm a music is my therapy. That's why I write these songs. Whether I plan to release or not. So what you know by spending hours in the booth. Also you can make a track that you never use, but it helps in the long run. I don't do this shit with views. And if you ask me, all my contenders been confused. Cause they wanna write a song, but they always skip the meaning. And they're doing this shit wrong. And you say damn the lesson thinking that I had. These other rappers all sound whack. No lyrical content, no bars to be mad. Be mad. Looking at these constellations, think of what I hope to be. It's all my aspirations. Feel so close to me. Looking at these constellations, think of what I hope to be. It's all my aspirations. Feel so close to me. Like I'm thinking about God, wishing on a starry night. Starting for my dreams, cause you know I'm not that worried type. Possessions, possessions, yeah, that shit's nice. Until you're all alone, something don't feel too right. Feel too right. Within your mindset, look at how your time spent. Tears spilling thoughts in your head that you neglect. For me, I put it on a page. Took a little while, but I started making tapes. Making tape it out for free, but these people wanna pay. But I'm just doing me, I plan to take the mic and take what's mine. And make it mine, and great and shine. You best believe this is my time, man. Middle fingers up to all the passersby. Let me keep on hitting, I ain't mad, I ain't mad. Cause if I couldn't make this music, man, I'd rather die. I'd rather die. And I'm confused by where my talents lie. Shit, lie, shit. Constellations, think of what I hope to be. It's all my aspirations. Feel so close to me. Looking at these constellations, think of what I hope to be. It's all my aspirations.
Blessings. The savior see you get in need for effort. Ay. If shit get hot, then I reduce the pressure. Cause it's a couple of these rappers about to lose forever. Straight running, we gunning for pure luxury. Non-stop, can we get it? They can't fuck with me. With these raps from the realest, check the stats, make a killing. Wax cycle of rappers, I take them back to their feelings. Yeah. And I ain't even got a lot of friends. Used to walk four circles like an audience. Shit, now I don't even got an audience. Still in the basement, I don't see that as a problem. Yeah, cause I'm a problem for most. I've been living what I'm rapping, trying to tour to the coast. Dip my feet in the water, know my team do the most. Masterpiece of an artist like they call me Michelangelo. Yeah, and I've been going hard when I wake up. And I've been getting sick of the fake love, yeah. Tryna fake us. Find me walking through my city on my way up, yeah. Got my wage up. Checkbook been balanced every page, yeah, yeah.
so don't play us. Tryna get to the bag from a day.
I find it funny how some people ride, some people die without a purpose. They just living life. Some take a gamble on their breath when they don't take advice. I take for granted every moment like I'm living twice. Then pray I get it right. Split ash what is my ceiling on the window pane. I stay inside and wonder why that I don't feel the same. I question myself every day, but I will never change. I'm too busy working, got me caught up. I ain't slept in days, and I ain't slept in weeks. But that ain't shit to me. It's like my stomach aches, and I came to eat. And when the day breaks, I hope they pray for me. I touch the sun and moon, the stars I'm trying to reach. And if I ever said I'm quitting, no, I'm not done. It's like it might be an admission, but I'm not done. And even if that's your opinion, no, I'm not done. I'm steady cooking in the kitchen, no, I'm not done. And I've been going hard when I wake up. And I've been getting sick of the fake love, yeah. Tryna fake us. Find me walking through my city on my way up, yeah. Got my wage up. Checkbook been balanced every page, yeah, yeah. So don't play us. Tryna get to the bag for my day ones, yeah.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We were chatting with Ray the Nihilist, just a really amazing hip-hop artist out of Saskatchewan here. We just listened to Constellations and Day One, some of his older singles, but I want to chat about one of your slightly newer singles, not the newest, but I guess the second newest. So it came out in February of 2025 here, and you did it with Junk, World on Fire. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, that song for me is extremely personal. So my Ghana Nation is, for a long time, was like the highest opioid epidemic in the country for reserves. And I, you know, now it's just like you see those, the addiction crisis and the opioid crisis is just rampant, whether you're an indigenous community or not. You know, like here in Saskatoon, we have seen, I think, like hundreds of overdoses in a month or in a week. I don't know the actual statistics of it, but it was major, right? And I think for me, that song is super important because I added Junk. You know, he's European, he's originally Italian and German. And I think it just opens that door to a conversation of like, it's not just an indigenous struggle, right? Like it's the way that Junk and I put it, because we were talking about it and we're like, man, like this could be kind of controversial in a sense. Like, you know, why did you let someone else speak on our topic? You know, I don't want to say our topic, but there's a lot of people who would think of it in that way. And his response, he's like, well, I think that people need to understand that whether you think it affects you or not, it affects everybody. And everybody, I don't want to say that like they deserve that right to tell their but they deserve that perspective, right? So it was extremely important for me. I lost my dad to overdose. I myself am a recovering addict. I say recovering, but I've got 8 years sober. But I think when you're on those journeys, like you're never done with it, right? So it really was just about speaking from my perspective and Junk's perspective and allowing those two things to come together. Really, really great piece of work that I'm like I said, like I went through a shift a little bit. I don't want to say that every song needs to have meaning, but every song needs to have a little piece of myself in it. And so that was one of the first where I really went into that and was like, okay, like this is what I want to do, this is how I want it to sound. And I went out to Vancouver before, because Junk moved down to Italy now, he's down in Europe. And we knocked it out at Back End Recording with Ira Evan, who's a phenomenal producer and engineer. Just a really, really great experience, another one that holds a lot of memory. And it's just, again, it's such a personal song for me, and I love to hear the impact that it has on other people.
Yeah, when I listened to it for the first time, it was like, it was a heavy song, but I knew right away that it was an important one to play and to get the message, because it is a very real problem. It really is in a lot of these communities, both indigenous communities and non-indigenous communities. Like, I unfortunately see it within my own circles too, right? People go into this dark side and you don't want them to, and you're like, buddy, I can help you. And it's a very real topic, and it's important to chat about. And you know what, I think it's important for artists as well, like yourself, to say these things, because then maybe people will listen if there's a sick beat behind it, you know?
Yeah, well, and again, right, like it's exactly as you said, it's a super dark song. song, I guess you could say dark, but you know, it's reality for a lot of people. And like, that's the perspective that I really wanted to have. It is like, even if you've never, you know what I mean? Like, you've never been touched by addiction in that way, but like, eventually it is your problem. And especially when we're seeing it in such growing numbers within the city, within our communities, it affects everybody, whether they want to recognize it or not. And the song even kind of touches on that. So it's reality. And that's something that, like, you know, doing these all ages shows, even I'm like, oh, do we perform it for them? And it's like, yeah, because like these youth, they're, you know, as adults, like, we're not the only ones that are experiencing these things. There's youth that are experiencing their parents go through, or their friends, or, you know, like, it's all kinds of things, but it's reality. So I agree, it's a really important subject to touch on.
Absolutely. We're going to spin that song in just a couple of minutes here. Before we do, I know you got some exciting things coming down the pipe here. What exactly should we be keeping an eye and an ear out on you from?
Been hard at work on the Blackfoot Boy EP, which we talked about briefly here. We're almost done it. We're working on one more track that we want to really get done. But we're taking our time, right? Like, good things take time. So that'll be dropping. And then we got another handful of singles. Natasha Fisher and I have been working on a really good single that's a really fun sort of summer bop that I think is going to come out shortly after the Blackfoot Boy EP. We're working on a string of shows for, you know, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, the kind of usual spots that I hit every year. We kind of like tried to slow down in a sense on the touring, just because I've done, since 2020, like, we calculated it where it's like 4 tours. And it's like, it's not, I love my job and I love what I get to do and I love to travel, but it does get extensive. And, you know, I got the wife and kids. So we're finding ways that we can sort of branch that out and stretch it out along the year. So I'll be doing handfuls of shows here and there and different things like that, but just releasing a ton of new music as well.
Right on. Definitely lots to keep an eye on and ear on you from. Thank you so much, Ray, for chatting with me today and for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
This is World on Fire by Ray the Nihilist featuring Junk.
Canada's largest land reserve is the Kainai Blood Tribe. Blackfoot people who live in the far south of Alberta. And a nightmare they lived through 10 years ago has returned. Dozens of young people are dying.
Every night at the bottom of the bottle, grandmama tried to stop him, but he didn't feel no option. He just trying to numb the sorrow, but the drugs become the problem. Ain't nobody really blame him, he just living how he brought up. Here's the issue: addiction definition is conditioned to being addicted to a particular substance thing or activity. Broken his back mentally, motion detached, living he felt through the cracks. System ain't giving none back. Listen, we come from broken homes, ain't nobody go for broke. Everybody overdose, listen. All that's left is broken hope. Dosages, they overflow. Mothers, women, hold them close, missing. So this a ode to anyone who lost hope. Had to grow up on their own and never got to grow old. Stay with me. Treated like the bottom of the barrel. What's the consequence of error? We be living on prayers half empty.
The members are chilling.
I counted 68%. That was 42 out of 62 deaths were drug overdose related, drug related, or suicide.
I seen it. Lighters under the spoon, cigarette filter over the needle tip, intravenous. Kids dying too soon on the street like River Phoenix has been egregious. Sociologically speaking, it's for a million reasons, but it's not the point I'm making. I'm making a point for the ones that still trying to kill their demons. Systematically created to kill their dreams and keep all fantasies in cages. 8 billion fiends doing transactions is amazing, but it's trapped that we enslaved in, and it's perfect to have rappers be drug addicts for the younger demographic, cause to them that is entertainment. It's so impactful and influential on impressionable minds, so we peddle this depression narrative too, so it's their chemicals we buy. Genocidal pedophiles selling death to us in yellow vials, disguised as prescriptions through advertising, and it's televised so they hedify. Don't say something for the communities affected by it, cause we too busy with what celebrities on a jet to Epstein Island. Meanwhile, we got a fentanyl crisis, who gon' rectify it? Conveniently, we forget about it every summer with sets of fires. The news reports on it, but the epidemic is getting extra quiet.
Dr. Tailfeather says the number of people who will die will continue to escalate without strong action.
But I think it impacts all Canadians, it impacts all Albertans, you know, even though you want to put up a big fence and say that's not my problem, it will be.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in to Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.